Boobs come in all shapes and sizes.
They really do.
Truly.
Hi.
Hi. This is Rant and Review, where we rant about current events and then review a culturally relevant topic and give it a completely arbitrary rating. I'm Allison.
And I'm Katie.
And this week we'll be reviewing
Queer Fashion. Our guest this week is a very close friend of the pod, one of my BFFs in the whole world.
Truly.
Who works in fashion in New York City. Ever heard of it? Fashion and design.
Yes. He's so fashion that he works in New York City.
It's honestly, we feel blessed to even be graced with
the presence. To fly someone in for this app. Yeah.
Actually, that is what happened. We flew him in.
Transcontinental. For this app.
So, without further ado, please welcome Ryland Quillen.
Hi.
And you might also just call him Ryland.
Ryland.
But, yeah. You know, he's fancy. Yeah. So.
You can call me anything. Call me Rye Guy, Rye Rye.
Yeah, Rye Rye.
That's cute.
Yeah. How's it going?
Good. How are you? I'm excited to be here to talk about fashion.
How have you been enjoying your Seattle trip so far?
You know, it's actually been really great. I've been just walking around, staying busy here for a wedding.
He used to live here also, by the way.
Also used to live here, so I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been there, done that. I've been around the block in Seattle, so there's not much to do other than catch up with friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which we've been doing a lot of talking and eating.
Talking and eating. Talking, not talking.
Uh-huh. And we also had a fashion moment last night at this wedding.
Truly.
I think we...
Oh, you guys looked great.
As a group, kind of stole the show.
Totally. We were easily the most fashionable people on the boat.
Yeah, the pick of the four of you was like, ugh.
Yeah. Mm.
And did you notice Tiff's sock pop that matched my suit?
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Got a lot
Katie
of
was wearing a
that.
Striking red suit.
Yes. Lady in red.
And I was wearing a beautiful dusty blue.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I really wish you had brought the pants.
Yeah. I know. I do regret not bringing the pants. What? It really would have like brought the whole look together.
Yeah.
Especially and because that jacket has so many like weird design
details. Yeah.
So you have a matching jacket and pants, but you just wear the jacket.
Yeah. I just wear the jacket and then just wore it like plain blue chinos with it.
Because basically the pants apparently are like rather long and they only go with his cowboy boots and he didn't want to bring his cowboy boots, which I understand, but I think he could have worn them on the plane to take care of that issue.
Okay.
Ooh, cowboy boots on
plane?
Yeah,
but can you imagine being stuck in those boots for like 5.5 hours?
I would not wear that
really
kind of
I'm already like sort of tall and these, you know, it's, I sat in the middle seat, like I didn't have any leg room.
Oh yeah. Are they, do they make your feet get hot too?
They are, yeah. My feet
do
sweat.
Your feet swell.
My feet, yeah, my feet.
Don't your feet swell on a plane?
Yeah.
Mine get a little...
Yeah, I feel like tight. It makes my extremities just sort of buzz in this.
I do. I have like a sweaty foot problem. I'm working on it.
Uh-oh. Well,
you need to get Botox.
Yeah. That's not
have you heard of that?
Does that really work?
You get Botox in your
armpits.
Sweaty area.
Oh.
Either your armpits or your... You could do your feet.
Or my face.
I mean,
my face sweats
think
a lot.
Call
up your friend Bethany.
You'd have to do them like... You'd have to, how many insertions of the needle would have to occur on your foot?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a large
surface. Actually, that seems ticklish, first of all.
Yeah, truly.
Also, it seems like it would really hurt.
Yeah.
Feet are really sensitive.
Yeah. The bottom,
I'm sure it would.
The bottom of your foot.
I know the bottom of your foot is tough, though. Well,
but,
I mean, you could have like a very soft.
But that's like a tickly spot. Like when I get a pedicure, I literally almost always am like too. Centimeters from
that.
Kicking the woman in the face.
That.
I know they always laugh at me
every time.
And
like,
I try to be like
it.
As straight face as possible and don't react to my own body at all, so I can tell them like I don't really care. Like I really don't care, but they're still like like chuckling at my like ticklishness.
Yeah,
I've only had two pedicures in my life. One of them was with you and your mother,
yes,
Katie.
Yes, yes. Great. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great, but it was ticklish. She tickled my feet.
The most annoying part is that like I always really want them to like scrape my feet, like really, really, a lot. Like, I want them to use the metal thing, the cheese grater.
Yeah,
cheese grater and the and the other one, and you know, like all three or whatever. And as soon as
all
you
the
seem
tools
ticklish,
in the toolbox, baby.
As soon as you seem ticklish, yeah, I want them to take out one of those like
bring
fucking,
out the buffer,
a saw, yeah,
the Dremel. They're like.
But when you're ticklish, when you act ticklish, then they're like, ooh, and they like back off. And yeah, I'm like, no. I'm like, go in, lady. Yeah. Like,
it's just that one zone, but like your arch basically is the real ticklish spot.
Yeah, that's the real tickle spot.
Oh, mine is like by my like big toe, kind of like on the,
specific. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay. Let's move on from feet.
Okay. Yeah. This is not the foot episode.
I was going to say we should talk really quickly about, Housewives, though, because you do love Housewives, and you're in NYC, and I know you love a particular NYC housewife.
I do. Do you think she listens to the podcast?
Oh my god, that would be
subscriber.
A dream come true.
Well, I'm obsessed with Dorinda.
Who isn't?
I know, she's just so good. Actually, I'm obsessed with all of them. I could tell. We should be ranting about the Housewives.
Well, there has been a lot of drama with NYC.
Yeah.
Bethany's doing it
gone. Yeah. Bethany said that she was leaving. Mm-hmm.
And what's her name already left?
Yeah. And she also, the big drama there is like, if she's apparently married too.
Yeah. She's like secretly married.
Yeah. To some guy in Boston.
Who like is also troubled. Is he troubled?
I don't know his history because she keeps him sick. He's secret. Mm.
I thought he had some like legal something. I could be making that up. I don't know.
Bethany's probably, I mean, I like Bethany fine, but she's probably one of my least favorites in New York. I like Dorinda a lot, even though like she's kind of hard to love recently.
Yeah, I feel like she's gotten a little.
Yeah.
I am really not up on the Housewives. Mm. I am ashamed to admit. Mm. However, I do know that I love Dorinda.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about her. She just.
Well, it's like,
I mean, I like Sonia.
She stirs the pot, but in like this really great way that's not as annoying as other people that do that for some reason. I can't even explain why.
At the end of the day,
she's like, come on, let's make it nice. Like she stirs the pot, but then she's like very like, we're all like, what, you know what I mean?
I think Dorinda because she has like real people problems, even though she's got like a really nice house in the Berkshires, you know, like she loves shopping at Marshall's.
I love that.
Like she also, and she loves decorating for like holidays. I feel like rich people don't really get into it like that. And Dorinda gets.
Well, I think
like
they just hire someone to do it.
Yeah.
Or they pull like a Melania and make like a blood red Halloween Christmas.
She loves the aesthetic of a Marshall's though. Yeah. Like those like pieces that you're like, wow, that really would only exist here. And it's only for a vacation home. Fake wood something.
Cheap vacation home.
Or like a fish
My aesthetic
pattern.
Is cheap vacation home.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? The like fabrics. That like, are like,
yeah,
it's like a faux driftwood.
Yeah,
it's like an
some, like,
ashen wash. Yes. Oh my god. Of course.
Yeah. Like
a lot of messaging. Yeah. There's a lot
Lots
of messaging
of
in the home. You know what I think about her as far as the pot stirring? Uh-huh. I think it's actually because she's just drunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I thought you were gonna say because she's a witch.
Oh, I hope.
Well, her name does end in A.
It
does end in an A.
Oh my god. And Dorinda's a good witch.
That
oh my god,
really
Dorinda is a really
name.
Witchy
like,
name.
Like what else is that name other than a witch?
Yeah.
She's a drunk witch, which I love.
Yeah. Sonia
and
also ends
she's
in
like,
an A, but she
literally
seem...
stirring a cauldron. Yeah. Like boil, toil and trouble.
I mean, and her house in the Berkshires is really fucking creepy looking.
Yeah, it could be haunted.
Yeah. Are you familiar
it's
with it?
Haunted
Have you seen
by
it?
Her.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Like in the infamous,
it's like, it's
like
what's it called? It's called like Greystone Manor. Like,
oh my god,
if that's
that
not
is
creepy,
so haunted.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah, she's a witch. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Problem solved. Case closed.
Rylan, do you have anything to rant about?
Oh god. I'm trying to think of like pop culture moments that happened this week. I've been in town for this wedding and it's just been a whirlwind of like things going on. I haven't really like been on Twitter at all the past couple of days. I'm trying to think of like the last scandal I heard about. I guess it was probably like the SNL casting one. Do you want to talk about that?
He got fired today.
Oh, he got fired already? See, I haven't even been on Twitter.
The countdown was like,
oh my God, he got fired?
The countdown was super exact. Like someone set up a countdown of when he would get fired and they set it for Monday and I don't know what time, but he literally got fired this morning. Yeah. And I think it was like very close.
Yeah. That's good news.
Yeah. I mean, that's great news. He was an asshole.
He released another note that was like, whatever anyone says, I still got casted on SNL.
What a loser.
You didn't even film an episode.
What a loser. Like,
is there really anything to be proud of?
Yeah. No. But he's just that type just of important bag.
What was that girl's name that got fired for saying fuck?
Jenny Slate. One of the best people in the entire world.
Oh my God, I know.
Oh my God, and she's so funny.
I know.
There have been a lot of people fired from SNL, though, for like weird, odd reasons. Like, you know, Casey Rose Wilson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love her. I think she's hilarious.
Yeah, and she was only on for like, was she on for a full season?
I think she was on for two seasons,
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, but there was like some drama with Lorne and she got fired.
Well, he's notoriously
I don't like the look.
Weirdo.
I don't like the looks of him.
Yeah.
I don't trust that. Talk about a boomer dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems problematic.
No, he's definitely. Well, I mean, consider their moves, like having Alec Baldwin on there, like And I'm like, okay, how far separated are you from Trump, really?
Yeah, like, truly.
Talk about, you know, 6 degrees of
They've definitely all been in the room together multiple times. I mean, and we're not talking about the episode that Trump
where he
hosted.
Actually was on. God, oh, so embarrassing.
Can we talk quickly about the differences in fashion between Seattle and New York since you moved?
Oh, sure.
Well, you moved. Okay, so wait. You were in Seattle and then you went to
Charleston. Yeah.
And then you went to New York.
And then I went to New York. Yeah.
So like, how do you feel fashion wise between the three?
Well, I feel like my I've followed fashion. I've been like growing up while I've been like bouncing around from Seattle to Charleston and New York. So I feel like my fashion has evolved in each city that I lived in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So in Seattle, I was like here from what, 21 to like 25, 26.
We moved here when we were like 23.
2011.
Well, yeah, we had just graduated college.
I guess you're right because that was we celebrated.
Your birthday is right before mine.
I guess.
So we were 22 and then turned 23.
Yeah.
Anyway. So that was a long time ago.
But I was like young and Katie and I had this online Etsy business selling vintage fashions.
I guess, but is it truly vintage? Whatever. That's a...
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember that? Boys
to Men.
It was
like 90s, specifically 90s clothes.
You were really on Etsy before a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean... And we started this idea.
Here's the thing, when it comes to fashion, we're all early adopters.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because...
Truly.
Can we talk about normcore?
Oh, my God.
I feel like the three of us really adopted normcore at the like the beginning of it, and then it
early
just, like,
onset normcore.
Normcore disease.
Absolutely,
we caught it. We caught the bug.
Achoo! So getting into normcore.
Yeah, we were really into
Seattle.
Normcore. I was really into cutoff jeans.
That was when you got into turtlenecks.
Yeah, I was really into turtlenecks for a little bit. Layered those with a sweatshirt.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember that look?
Yeah. Several iconic moments.
Oh, yeah. Sweatshirt and turtleneck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much just like what your mom wore growing up.
Like
a cable knit sweater.
What I would wear when I was in Seattle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you went to.
And then
Wait. We have to talk about the Franzia purse that you brought to that one party when you wore a turtle, a classic turtleneck.
Let me build the look from the ground up.
Yes, please do. Please do.
We're talking white gem socks with my green Tevas.
Mm-hmm.
We have some light denim mom jeans with holes in the knees.
Yeah. Maybe like Lee brand.
Yeah.
Like they weren't quite
I don't remember. I think they were like Rustlers or something. That checks out. A blue turtleneck from H&M.
Uh-huh.
Layered under a pink, I believe it was pink.
Yes, pink.
Mm-hmm.
And
it had a saying on it.
I can't remember what it said on it.
I have a photo of this outfit somewhere.
I know.
Yeah, it was iconic.
And then the accessory was a box of wine. with a strap. I carried it around like a purse all night long.
It was such a good thing.
Such a drunk 23-year-old thing.
I know. Absolutely. Sadly, I think I was like probably 25.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so what? What's
that? Yeah, so what? So that was icon-y.
That was back when Frenzia was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure it was cool. That's the whole thing with like the whole normcore situation was like, all of this stuff is lame and that's why we like it.
Yeah. But this was before, I feel like this was before normcore even so had like a name.
A name, yeah.
Like we were doing, and then like a month later,
Balenciaga
I remember.
Balenciaga co-opted.
I remember like a month later, there was some article.
No, that huge article.
Yeah.
No. It was literally like, there was like a little brief period of time where no one had a name for it. And then a trend person.
A
that
trend
works
forecasting.
In trends,
right?
Forecasting, yes, for an agency.
Yes. Yeah.
Like came up with it, and then there was a huge groundbreaking article, and then the whole industry was like, oh shit, we all have to like,
and I'm still
everyone has to make
Normcore
dad hats
today.
Yes,
yeah,
and crewneck sweatshirts,
and everyone like, still is making those items.
Yeah,
everyone,
yeah.
Dad,
I mean,
hats,
it's still
I
a
see
thing.
People wearing socks and Birkenstocks on the street.
How
like straight dudes
extreme normal have sneakers gotten?
Yeah,
like extreme.
Oh, extremely.
I just bought a pair of Skechers.
Oh
no,
truly.
Wait, explain yourself.
Are they shape ups?
Yeah.
No, it's like a thing. I feel like they're really trying to remarket them to like new consumers.
Well, Skechers has the D-Lights line that are like a chunky. Mm-hmm.
That
like
reminds
sneaker.
Me of Groove is in the High.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, the pair I got were like a thrift store version that were like just white.
Wait, so yours are not the chunkies?
Not the D-Light. They're not the D-Lights line.
Although
I did see a girl wearing
means,
some on the train.
I don't know what that looks like, but I'm thinking like the Skechers of our youth that
like
were
D-Lights,
like chunky.
D-Lights look like a knockoff of that Fila chunky kind
of. Oh.
Yeah.
The like Disruptor or whatever those are called.
Yeah.
Do you remember my lugs talking about chunky soles?
Again, now,
again.
Yet another 35mm photo of like just your feet in the lugs.
Yeah.
That's like burned, emblazoned onto my psyche.
We're talking like caterpillar boots sort of with like a 2-inch chunky heel.
They were literally Lugs brand.
Yeah, Lugs brand.
Lugs
yeah.
with a Z. We were like very heavy in the thrift game at this point in our lives.
Mm-hmm. I wasted a lot of money at the thrift store. I would like buy things and then never wear them.
Yeah, we would buy the craziest shit and just be like, oh, I love this. Yeah. This is iconic.
Do you remember that dress that you tried on? I have a picture of this. The
that
red
with
dress
you.
With the stripes.
Yeah,
we were in like
Linwood
or something.
It was like a polo style, long sleeved maxi dress.
Knit.
Yes, knit. It was a sweater that was a polo, that was long sleeve, that was maxi, that was also like athletic striped, you know, where it's just like the couple horizontal
like rugby stripes
across the chest. That was kind of cute.
Yeah.
Probably,
do you regret not
pulled
buying
it off
it that day?
God.
Wow.
Okay, so that was Seattle.
Okay, so that was Seattle. And then I moved to Charleston, and I don't know if your listeners are familiar with the Deep South, but that place is fucked up.
Yeah, fashion-wise, it's not cute.
Yeah.
I feel like there's
Southern
a lot of seersucker suits.
Yeah. I mean, nobody really wears seersucker suits down there. It's very, like, laid back. Imagine, like a bro-y fishing vibe. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's
boat
the,
shoes,
like, men's fashion.
Khaki, docker, shorts.
Everybody looks exactly the same.
Yeah. Everybody has like the boating tan.
Oh, yeah. The boating tan. And they have like the, what are they called? The little croakies that like you put on your
sunglasses. Yeah.
And they all have like a hat.
Okay. So honestly, it's just a bunch of rednecks. Let's be real.
Yeah. But they're like rich white rednecks. They're
right.
They're like rednecks with money. It's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. I feel like my fashion would deteriorate while they're, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're in an environment where like people aren't really trying. So then you're like,
Oddly enough, last weekend was Charleston Fashion Week, and I'm like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, what do they do there?
Although I feel like you made some pretty good purchases living in Charleston.
Oh,
like
truly.
That jacket.
Oh, yeah.
What brand was that?
Billy Reid.
Oh, yeah, because I feel like you got some interesting stuff from him,
nice
that
pieces.
Brand specifically.
Yeah. I have some good pieces from Billy Reid.
Did you, like, you were, like, more Southern?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely.
You,
I feel
like got
my style,
into, like, neckties.
Yeah, I feel like my style... Did I?
I thought you did.
No, but you've worn those, like, the, like, Colonel Sanders.
Oh, true, yeah. true.
Which I saw on, I saw a picture of when I was doing my research for this episode. I saw one on Ellen Page.
Yeah, that was really cute. I was inspired. So I know the look you're talking about is that Colonel Sanders bow tie.
Oh, you
I
was inspired by Heidi Klum. Wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Heidi Klum wore
Because Heidi Klum wore like this royal blue suit with like one of those ties. And I was like, oh my God, she looks so good.
Yeah, Ellen Page looks really cute.
I really like that style of bow tie, but especially. I like it when it's real sort of floppy.
Floppy. Yeah. I bought one from
Did you know that's
like,
called a pussy bow?
Oh, is that what? I was going to call it that. And then
I was
like,
doing research one time on it, and it's called. It's truly called a pussy bow. Oh.
Yeah, my style did get more Southern in Charleston, that's for sure. There was like a store down there called Billy Reed. They have one in New York, but it's like a Southern brand. They're like headquartered in Alabama. Mm. And it's like fashion things. Like they do runway shows, and he's like really good at styling. Everything's like muted, and the fabrics and textures are really, really nice. I have this really great wool coat that I got there on clearance.
Yeah, I love that coat.
Yeah, it's so pretty. I love it.
Okay, so then you moved to New York, and what happened there?
And then I moved to New York, and I just started wearing boring. I got a corporate job, and I just started wearing like J. Crew chinos. My fashion's really gone down the toilet.
Honestly, I feel the same way about this new job. I'm like. I don't know what to do.
I mean,
what to wear that's like cute.
Yeah, I feel like when I pull together like a really great outfit and I go into the office, everybody's just kind of like,
which is funny because
you
work in fashion.
And you work literally in fashion.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I said funny, but it kind of sucks when you get a new job and it throws your fashion into turmoil.
Yeah. Yes.
Like you're like, how do I deal with this? How do I react with my like what you already had in your closet and then with whatever you need for that job? And
I love my new job. I'm like really excited to be there, but I just like, I don't know how to dress sometimes. Like I know how to dress. But like now I've just been my work uniform is just like a polo shirt and some khakis.
It gets really fucking boring. Yeah. And it's like, I'm just cycling through these same like five shirts.
I've been kind of like offsetting that by wearing like cool sneakers. So I bought a pair a pair of Air Maxes that reminded me of toothpaste.
That's why I bought them.
Yeah. They look like a little strip of Colgate that's they're like white with like red and blue on them, and so they're so cool.
Those are like 97s.
So I wear those, and I have a pair of like 205 Calvin Klein sneakers that I bought at a sample sale that are like really crazy looking. That was when Raf Simons was in charge of Calvin Klein before they like shut it down.
I think like a sort of like corporate top with a sassy bottom.
Well, that is kind of a uniform nowadays.
Yeah,
like I am a corporate top with a sassy bottom.
Yeah, right. But I mean, you know what I mean? Corporate on top and then like a zazzy shoe. I think that's like nothing wrong with that.
Well, I mean, when I worked at Starbucks, like literally every girl dressed. I mean, like that was just like the thing.
Yeah,
it's like chic like on top and then like Adidas Stan Smiths or some other like kind of pop sneaker like
that's really like everyone. The only place that you can your shoes are like the only place that you can really like make a statement,
but at least like, you can wear sneakers
because
like
my dress code at work is dress for your day, which is so like
but do you think it's just like your specific like you're in Midtown, you said, so you're kind of just like boring and everyone wears like black and boring clothes even though they work in fashion.
So I work in the garment district, like on the outskirts of the garment district between like Midtown Finance and like where all the fabric stores are, you know. So it's like a weird mix of like business people and like fashion people. So there's like, you know that brand Thom Browne? Like you can see the people at that work at Thom Browne because they all dress in like head to toe Thom Browne every single day. They look like a bunch of little school boys and girls like going to school, but they're like 40 and 50. And I don't know if it's like the dress code at Thom Browne, but they all wear the same thing, like a gray suit or skirt, you know.
That sounds not
like
fashionable.
A shrunken look.
I would hate that.
It's weird.
So then do you just see people that dress fun like only on weekends or something, like when you go out?
I feel like New York has this like maybe I'm just not in that part of the city when the fashionable people are out, but like there's, I see people that have like great looks and I see a lot of really bad looks. Like,
yeah, of course.
Know, yeah. Mm,
yeah.
Hmm. I'm probably in the second.
I feel like I would, I mean, I just feel like you would at least see more good looks on the extreme than yeah. here. Right. Well, cause like Seattle, well, like there,
obviously
there are some people like good looks that yeah. you'll see, but it's very few and far between.
Yeah, yeah.
Versus New York, you'd at least see it a little bit more often.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
specific to certain like certain locations. Like if I go to yeah. Fremont, I'm not expecting to like oh see God. A bunch of people turn a look.
A disaster.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like yeah. all yeah. moms in Patagonia. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Okay, we need to talk about our fall looks.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, so my fall look is going to be Smoky Mountain Fashion Week.
Okay, yeah, which I love. So I, cause I would say that you are still, your fashion is still tinged with a Southern drawl, truly, if you will, yeah. you know, like it still truly. Has a little,
I still love, I love like country music and there's like, cause I'm from the South, like you know, I'm just never going to be able to get like, get rid of that part of me.
Yeah. And you shouldn't.
Yeah. And so I like, and especially like living in New York and when I was living in Seattle, I felt like being from the South is like, especially in Seattle, like if you had a Southern accent, like people heard it more,
it's very,
you know, and
distinct.
It's like, it's distinct yeah. and rare almost. And sort of like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, some sort of like unique trait.
Yeah. Like, it's like a personality trait, even though it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I've kind of learned to like embrace that in my style recently. Mm-hmm. And hence the cowboy boots, which yeah. I love to wear. I love to stomp around the city.
What
those.
Kind of boots are they?
Like
are they
what
brown?
Brand?
Yeah, what brand?
The brand is called Tecovas. And if anyone's listening to this thinking about buying some, don't, because uh-oh. They fell apart. It was like one of those Instagram brands.
No.
I fell for it.
Mm. Wait, so is this like a Jackson Maine style cowboy boot or is it a true pointed toe?
It's a pointed toe,
like embroidered.
Pointed.
Embroidered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they brown?
Like a nice buttery, like tan leather. Okay. Yeah. They're very cute. So that's my look, Smoky Mountain Fashion Week. What's
love
yours?
It. I can't wait to see what that entails.
Yeah, I'm picturing a lot of denim.
I don't have a zippy name, unfortunately, which was like the challenge always when you were living in Seattle. Mm-hmm. We would. Every fall have to come up, actually every season have to
this
come up with like a specific
name. I was mentioning this
name.
Like when we were talking about it before. Yeah. I'm like, are there people in the world that don't talk about their fashion fall fashion looks?
Yeah, you need to put
I'm
a name.
I'm pretty sure
to
there
it.
Are many of them, and they're all having gender reveal parties for their pregnancies.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. But that's just like a normal. I'm like, we've done that for
so long.
Just like every like clockwork. Yeah. Like, so what's your look?
Okay, maybe you guys can help me actually come up with like a
yeah,
good
well,
name.
Yeah, let's
come
up with
so,
that.
Yeah. I feel like
so
we're good
the
at
this. Name describe it and we'll come up with the like.
Okay, so we saw Tiffany come mm-hmm. in with the monochrome.
Yeah,
realness.
Matchy.
Oh, matchy matchy, interesting. So I'm like big on this monochrome moment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But is
I'm
it
actually
like
doing
work,
it right now?
Is it like
too.
Workwear specific? Do you want all your looks to be workwear inspired?
Yeah. So like I have this denim jacket that's like that sort of old factory worker mm-hmm. style jacket
yeah.
with the mm-hmm. four pockets mm-hmm. and it's like that over gray linen button up gray linen pants mm-hmm. you know mm-hmm. or
something
like
very like Japanese about it.
Oh yeah. It
ooh,
is a
that
little
is another nuance
Japanese
of it.
Moment mm-hmm. yeah interesting
ooh like Tokyo like shipyard or something.
Ooh, yeah, that's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what about Tokyo Driftwood?
Oh, that is good. That is
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that's good.
It. That's it. That's
wait,
it.
Does that, like, is there a Fast and Furious element to your look? Like,
well, because I do like sporty
yeah,
touches.
So it's a little bit athletic.
Yes. I like an athletic yeah. touch,
oh, totally,
but not
yeah.
an athletic overarching
yeah.
theme.
Ooh, maybe we can make it, like, Olympic inspired this distress.
Well, okay,
since.
So the driftwood aspect is that I'm thinking lots of neutrals, you know, mm-hmm. like tan on tan,
mm-hmm. yeah. natural like fibers.
Natural fibers. Yeah. It's very natural, but then also gritty city.
Yes.
Athletic yeah. little whisper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love this. Thank yeah. you so much. You yeah. helped me yeah. so much.
Tokyo Driftwood.
I love that. That is so good. Okay. Next, we're all this kind of feeling smoky. Yes. There's yeah. a smoke yeah. element.
Well, I was going to say, especially with mine, there's going to be a theme here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So my fall look is going to be, and I might need to like add a word or two so you can help me with this as well if I need to like round it out, but so my fashion icon for this fall is Greta Thunberg who famously wore like a really cool Gore-Tex mm-hmm. like with like patches okay. it was like the team jacket mm-hmm. that was like this Gore-Tex like soft okay, shell jacket
so heavy outdoor
and that's my like central guiding piece.
okay and that's your show piece
that's my show piece but, I mean obviously I can't get that exact jacket yeah. it was like a sailing
sure
like yeah. team jacket.
Are you going to like iron on patches?
No. No, I'm not gonna go that far, but I did okay. order a Gore-Tex like soft shell jacket.
Oh my god, you went
yeah
sort okay. of far.
I mean it was like past season. It's not like it's like brand yeah. new. Here's oh, the other no, wrinkle to it is that I'm trying to only buy either like really responsibly made clothes or yeah. recycled or
yeah.
thrift.
It's yeah. a huge trend. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's this, so part of it is like eco activist plus like,
but not eco terrorist.
No. I decided to move away from that. I thought it was problematic it to is. Say eco terrorist.
It is. Yeah.
So no, eco activist plus like some like workwear and activewear mixed in. So like,
is it sort of nautical?
Well, yeah, I mean, that jacket was like a sailing jacket.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I was going to say. Like, we're all kind of like at a shipyard. Yeah. Like, mine is like eco-activist.
Yeah, you like are a welder or for like your day job.
Or like eco-activist that went on a jog. Because I'm still wearing a lot of runners and like a lot of like
okay yeah there's still like a
style. Like sports I'll always wear a yoga pant. Like, I'm sorry. That's just like yeah. part of my like
life.
And then and like high-waisted jeans and like a lot of like very again very neutrals, just like you guys are just saying. Like, I've really literally only wearing like navy black and like
I've been
white
wearing,
and gray.
Yeah, I've been
like,
wearing
I wear,
so
like,
much
five
black
colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only wear like navy and blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, just the central pieces are like the Blundstones I just bought and the Gore-Tex jacket,
which I love. That yeah. I love the ashen.
There's something
gray.
So good
I got the
about
dusty
that.
Black.
Oh, yeah. Nice. There's some,
again, smoky.
Doc Martens out.
Yeah,
well, except, I think I'm kind
of
done
except
with
that I do still own like multiple pairs
I'm
of Docs that I'm not
right
like
now.
Gonna get rid of. Yeah, I have a lot of
I
Oxfords.
Do like the Oxfords.
Sorry, enough about my Docs.
So do you have like a title for your look?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Should we come up with one?
I only had eco-activist. But I needed like another like eco-activist mommy chic.
How about like Greenpeace out?
Oh, ooh. Greenpeace. I like that. Let's work with Greenpeace.
I feel like we can take that somewhere. Greenpiece.
Greenpeace and...
Green two-piece and a biscuit.
Oh, yum.
What does that mean?
Two-piece and a biscuit. That means like green... and eating clothes.
Just because I've been going to Popeye's a lot. Since that sandwich.
I haven't tried it. It's
oh my god,
sold
me
out.
Either.
It was so okay. good.
We can't go down that rabbit okay. hole.
But maybe Greenpeace is the wrong direction to take that.
Greenpeace is a little crunchy.
Eco-activewear. Eco-athleisure.
Oh.
Eco-athleisure is actually not bad, but I do wear a lot of denim.
You should TM that.
What about, yeah, eco-athleisure is not bad.
I actually should probably like... create oh,
a actually yeah. you should, because there are so many brands like where you were just saying yeah. that are like responsibly sourced rubber
yeah.
and
we're
da da
it.
Da you know
the old, yeah
it.
Like I've bought like stuff from Everlane. That's like
yeah
only
Everlane.
Some of the new stuff that I bought,
but you know I hear like that not
ooh,
necessarily
fake,
yeah.
not as good as they say.
I've read some articles that it's not as good as they say.
I'll do some digging.
Yeah, do
not
some digging.
Not so ethically sourced, am I yeah. right?
Not
I mean,
so much
I don't
transparency.
I don't mean to be a Dorinda and stir that pot, but...
stir the cauldron, you mean? Okay, wait, so eco-athleisure?
I think that's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm liking
that. I mean,
it's
not that. As cute, but, you know, I'm, not as cute as Tokyo Driftwood.
I love
it's
it.
It's like the next level, like next phase of health goth.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
you know
I forgot about health goth.
Yeah, I was never on that trend.
I never really got too into that.
Well, I mean,
but it
I
is like it's,
a, it.
It's an evolved version of that.
Yeah,
yeah. Like yeah. I feel like I not on purpose, but I wear a lot of black, and like I'll wear all black and then like a black athletic shoe, and that is basically health goth, right? I mean, well, so I feel like you can accidentally do it.
The element of my looks that I feel have been slowly evolving over time are like, it's getting more and more to the point where I don't want to think as much about what I'm wearing. So it's getting like more and more pared down and more simplified. Not because I think I'm like Mark Zuckerberg or anything, but just because
but
I truly
more of
like
a uniform.
Don't want to. It's not that I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it is the same thing, but I'm just like, I can't. Spend
it's the
my
same,
brain
but it doesn't. Yeah. But you buy better pieces that are in your
see,
arsenal,
that's the thing,
which is why
that's
I knew
I'm
that
finding.
Fast fashion was going to die. Yeah. Did you see Forever 21 is like out of business, going out of business?
Yeah.
Like,
good. It's all. Bankrupt? It's all. Yeah. It's not. It's not. Well, the thing is like I find myself as I grow up, I care less about like what I'm wearing looks like, you know, and just like more like will this last me longer than a couple of weeks?
And is it comfortable?
You know?
And do I like wearing?
Yeah.
It?
Does
and
it
I like
feel good? Does
I,
it fit
I like
really
basic
well?
Pieces that. I feel comfortable in that I can take to work, to the bar after for happy hour.
And you can mix and match.
Night, whatever. Mix
classically
and match.
Project Runway from work to
classic.
Yeah, day to night.
And then I like to have those
the boardroom
special
to the boudoir.
Pieces peppered in that that
yeah,
are like
I was just
extraordinary.
Talking, so that, I was just like, talking to someone about this, that we were talking about like how we can't stop buying, like every once in a while we'll buy a silly thing.
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah.
like we slowly are phasing those things out of our wardrobe, but at the same time, every once in a while I'm like, I'm going to buy a pair of chunky Skechers because it's just like, I can't stop myself.
Yeah.
Like I'm just still.
Yeah.
There's that, which are like the fun sort of sometimes like impulse purchase things where you're just like, this is too fun. Like I can't pass this by. But there's also like having a showpiece, like the Gore-Tex jacket that it sounds like you got is like your showpiece. And then you can build. I'm sounding really Tan France right now. And then you can just French tuck right under it.
I know.
We must discuss.
I was wondering
Tan
if
France.
We would.
Yeah, no, I do want to talk about him. But anyway, so you have like a showpiece that you build things sort of to work with that showpiece. Yeah. Anyway.
I find it's easier with outerwear, so like good thing you bought a jacket.
Yeah, fall is a really good season.
Fall and winter, it's like great to have like a really good statement coat.
But then winter gets a little too like, you're just like, okay, fuck it, I'm freezing, I'm wearing
like
this hideous parka.
It's like, I feel like I'm always in denial about cold when it gets cold, and this year I've decided to just be like, you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna buy a really good pair of boots and a really good jacket, because I've never done that before, and I'm like,
jackets,
I just don't care, like I don't care enough about like being fashionable. I'm more like, I just actually want to be prepared for being like cold and being crazy.
In New York, everybody wears those like Canada Goose jackets.
Oh my god, those are insane.
So that's the other kind of jacket I want to get, is like a puff, like a long puffer.
Oh, a puffer, those are like $1,000. Yeah. Those are nuts.
I've never tried one on, but I
imagine
they keep you really warm otherwise.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to get like a Uniqlo one or something.
Okay, let's move on.
Yeah.
Sorry, drifting, Tokyo drifting.
Okay, so our next segment that we're going to talk about is queer trends. So, because, we're just generally talking about fashion, but this is a queer fashion episode.
Yeah,
and
we can't forget that.
We cannot forget about that, and we need to center it around how we feel about queer fashion and how we think that it's, like, evolved and, you know, trends going in and out and all that stuff. And it's sort of like the state of the union, I guess.
State of the queer union.
Yeah. I like that. So this segment we're calling Fash.
You better work.
Or Trash.
Get those nuts away from my face.
And by fash, we don't mean fascist.
No. I think they probably assumed that, but
Oh
but just
God.
To clarify, disclaimer.
We're not
fash. Fash here is short for fashion.
Fashion.
Fashion or trashon. Okay, so I'm gonna read a list of.
This is one of Allison's classic games. She loves games.
Well, it was Ryan's idea actually. When we were out, he was like, "Let's play a game."
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm gonna name a trend. First of all, I kind of want you to gut check it, whether it's queer or not. So that's the first thing.
Okay, yeah.
And then say whether it's fash or trash.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Number one, French tuck.
Oh.
I don't think that's queer.
Not queer.
Yeah, I think that's queer. Mostly straight.
Not queer.
Is it because Tan France only knows about straight fashion?
Well,
That's part of it, but also I think it's just like a classic thing that like schlubby men have been doing for literally centuries.
I think it was a straight fashion. Wait, is that true? Tan France like co-opted it and made it queer.
Maybe that's kind of cool. I mean, okay,
oh, reverse engineer.
Yeah, there are occasions for a French tuck. Like, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't always want a full tuck, and I don't always want a full untuck.
True.
So.
I know when I was working at the mall in high school and dressing the mannequins.
At Aeropostale.
At Aeropostale. That's how fashionable I was.
He's been working in fashion a long time, folks.
A long time. I would dress the mannequins.
We both started on the floor, really.
Yeah, and look where we are now.
Look where we are. Look how we've grown up.
Anyway, I would always do a French tuck, and that was in high school, like 15 years ago.
Yeah, I think
and
it's like...
Yeah, I did it so long ago. Yeah. That was like, the other confusing part about that. When he introduced it on the show, I was like, again, I've always been tucking the double polo.
But mostly his clients on that show are like... Straight guys.
Is it queer only because Tan France tells them to do it?
That's why it's on the list. Yeah. I'm just wondering.
I think it's not queer. I think that's obvious. And I think...
I agree.
I don't think it's fash.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure it's fully trash.
Yeah. I think it's like trash in the recycling.
I think it's recycling. Yeah. I think it's more of a recycling.
It's like a...
I mean, I find myself doing it sometimes.
Maybe it's a necessary evil. You know, there are times where a French tuck may be appropriate.
Yeah.
I just find myself like tucking my shirt all the way
all in. I love a full tuck, but it is not always the right look.
Is a full tuck queer?
Mm-hmm. I think more.
I think
it's, again, it's like could be both just like a man in a suit on Wall Street or whatever, because like, you know, usually you tuck in a shirt for the suit. But
I'm going to disagree. I think a full tuck is gay.
Well, I'm just saying that is one instance where a full tuck occurs, and then otherwise swing it all the way left and it's like mostly like a queer fashion moment. Yeah. Anytime there's like a high-waisted pant with a tuck.
Oh, yeah. You need a tuck. You need a full tuck with a high waist.
Because otherwise, why are you wearing high waist?
I've gone far enough that I literally have been... I think almost all of my t-shirts are like bodysuits.
Yeah.
Because it has to be a tuck.
Yeah. But I don't really want to wear a bodysuit and have to like pee around that.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Trials and tribulations.
Moving on.
Asymmetrical haircuts, aka the Cameron Esposito.
Obviously. Oh, is it? It's obviously queer. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a straight person with an asymmetrical haircut.
Yeah. Yeah. Are we talking like shaved sides?
Anything.
It's just asymmetrical. I mean, yeah. I think that's
Yeah, I think that's really queer.
It's like the definition of queer hair.
Yeah.
And I think it...
I think it's trash.
Oh, shit. I didn't want to say it. I'm glad I'm not the one who said it. But I tend to agree...
Yeah.
As if we're
Katie, stop being so like we've like talked so much about how his haircut needed to go so long.
Okay,
ago.
Well, if we're talking about Cameron Esposito's specific haircut, like that was fucked up. Like that was a mullet on the side. Like it was just like so fucked. But I think not every asymmetrical haircut is bad. Like I think there are some cute ones out there.
Mm. I just think they can't be too. Extreme.
That's what I mean. Like if it's like a slight asymmetrical haircut that's like cut well, I think that can be really cute.
Yeah, I think if you're like paying money to have it done professionally, like it could maybe look okay.
I honestly can't think of an asymmetrical haircut.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Well, not ever.
You've had an asymmetrical haircut.
Yeah.
Shaved side is like done, right?
Yeah. Like, shaved side is like long on top, shaved side. Over out
undercut, well yeah
because
like an undercut I feel
that's
like
not
it's
asymmetrical
still okay.
Also that's symmetrical if it's like all
and
the
I
way
feel
the
like
back.
There are like fashion bobs that are asymmetrical that are also like okay
I think the shave size long on top is out now because it is actually fast short for fascist
true.
That's not really asymmetrical though. Asymmetrical is
I was kind of like talking about you know, like I feel like there was like a trend with girls to like shave like one side of their head.
I think that's always looked stupid.
Yeah. I was looking at a lot of pictures of like lesbians for this episode, like getting ready, like doing research. And like
it was just strictly for this episode, no other purposes.
Yeah, no. not because I think Sarah Paulson is so beautiful. But like, yeah, it's like very common to have like, to like have that like part, like where it's like a deep part, like yeah. over mm-hmm. here on the side mm-hmm. and it, like a big bang that swoops over.
Yeah.
But that's not like they don't cut it asymmetrical. It's a symmetrical haircut that you just wear the bang like swept over.
Right.
So I just think it's like completely over.
Okay,
like,
so we think it's trash.
I think it's trash. All.
I also think it's like there are so many ways to be queer and hot. Why are you being like queer with a stupid haircut?
Mm-hmm. Literally.
Mm. Although, remember I did use that case to asymmetrical haircut as inspo for my haircut.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think that's asymmetrical. I think that's
but
just,
it literally, oh, I see what you're saying. It's just like all pushed.
It's like styled.
It's like styled. Oh,
okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Got it. Because I feel like my hair is kind of asymmetrical because it goes this way.
Right. I think there's like a difference between a haircut like you have
and
like,
okay.
like an extreme asymmetrical haircut where it's like,
where it's like buzzed or shaved buzzed, and like long or like,
Yeah. Where it's a mullet on one side and shaved on the other. Yeah. That's fucked up. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Bandanas.
Huh. Well, it depends on where you're putting it.
Is it on the right or the left side?
Depends on the color.
Yeah.
Well, I think like, for instance, the bandana kind of like Smokey the Bear style is pretty cute.
Yeah.
Right outfit.
I think it's had its moment.
Yeah.
I think
it's a bandana slash could just be like a thin scarf.
Yeah. I think,
look.
Sure.
I think this might be a controversial statement, but I think Anthony put the final nail in that coffin for me.
Wow. So it's trash.
It wasn't this last season, but the season before, every single episode of Queer Eye, he was wearing a god dang bandana around his neck.
All of those queers are just constantly committing heinous fashion crimes.
Heinous.
Truly.
I feel like with that same American Apparel tank.
The droopy,
and honestly, I used to wear a lot of bandanas. Mm-hmm. I thought they were really cute.
Yeah.
Added a nice little flair to my look, you know?
Yeah.
And especially because like I like to have those Southern accents, you know?
I do think they're still a little gay. Just generally, like I think it's like a cute.
I think bandanas are obviously queer.
Obviously
like,
queer.
When is a straight person wearing a bandana?
Well, that's
except for like Tupac.
A normie anthropology woman would wear.
Oh, but that's not a bandana. That's like one of those fucking scarves, right?
Yeah,
but they might wear. Mostly it's a scarf.
I'm like into the idea of a bandana or like a large silk scarf because like you have options and different ways to wear it. So I don't know if like bandanas are completely done. I want to challenge someone to find a better way to wear it.
Yeah, what's another the new way? What's it. The new way?
What about like
it's like tied around your shoulder?
Whoa. I don't know. I think there might be trash.
Bandanas?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like there's still like a way to wear it. I kind of like it. Triangle, like
Boy Scout
size.
We can't name the way, Ryland, if it doesn't
exist. Yeah, but you just said that it was over.
Yeah, okay. It's trash.
Because I
you
said that
wear
was
it as like a.
I'm trying.
I said Smokey
I'm trying
the Bear,
to,
and you
person
said
that,
to
hold. That holds
yeah,
the,
Smokey the Bear.
Wait, but that's what I said at the beginning, and you said, but I think it's kind of over.
Okay. I thought you were talking about rolled up.
Oh.
No. The way that's over is rolled up, and he's talking about like
I'm talking
like
about
Boy
Smokey
Scout
the
style.
Bear.
Yeah, but also you're right. Yeah, Smokey
where it's
the Bear.
A triangle hanging in the back.
Yeah,
that's like literally what I fucking said.
What about?
I said that's the only appropriate.
Ryland just really wants to make bandanas work, guys.
Here's one way that it's over.
Okay.
Triangle in the front.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's that scarf look, the drapey scarf.
Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Okay.
Next.
Mesh.
I don't want to let go of mesh, but I think it's over. I think it's done.
Is it queer though?
I would say yes.
I think there's an athletic aspect to it.
Yeah, I think
yesh
like,
to mesh.
I think there's something strangely queer about athletic.
Mm-hmm. It's like
vibes for some reason.
Mesh is like leather, you know. Like there's something inherently
well, it's like gym culture or something.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of like gay boys who like
because it's sexy
do,
and it's like
they like lift
fetishy a little bit. I think it's like inherently
inherently queer. Have you guys heard of Have you guys heard of this book called Gay Semiotics?
No.
Oh, it's really good. It's like a book from the 70s on like gay culture and the different like subcultures within. Uh-huh. And it really like it's like photographs and then like bullet points that like point out like different aspects.
What, like, so there's like what about this is gay?
Yeah. So there's like a jock section. Uh-huh. Or it's a short book. It's more like a picture book. It's not really a book at all. It's like photo book. Anyway,
so it's like a coffee table book. Sounds great.
Yeah it's great. Yeah, sounds cute. But there's like a jock picture and it's like tube socks and gym shorts and tank top and
okay, so mesh is gay. Yeah, it was queer
keys, yeah. On the
oh my god,
yeah, it really gets into like the aspects of it.
But okay, keys on a carabiner on your belt loop while riding a bike, so queer.
Yeah,
that is 2011. Yeah. Me queer.
I think a big thing of keys is like very queer right now and like, yeah, fashion.
Yeah, janitorial fashion. Yeah. Which is kind of shipyard, which is kind, yeah, of
also, did you guys see that picture of one of the Olsen twins with a lanyard?
Oh my god, lanyards. Oh,
she had a lanyard with keys on it and I went, yeah, and bought a lanyard.
Oh my god. No. I actually
it was a big thing of keys. Yeah, like it was like, yeah, all her keys. I saw that photo. Office.
Yeah.
Okay, let's burn through some of these. Yeah. Okay. Bracelets.
Bracelets. Trash. Just any bracelet.
It's like wearing like a bunch of bracelets.
I think they're not queer.
I don't think that's queer at all. I think that's heavy, high key straight woman bullshit that I don't fuck with.
Printed button ups.
Like fun prints.
Yeah, sure.
I think
this one is, yeah, this one's kind of tricky.
It's tricky because both camps do love a printed button up.
True. I have owned some in the past and I don't wear them anymore.
Yeah, I have.
So I'm gonna say,
this is like a very, like,
it's trash.
It's like, yeah, I still like that, but it's, yeah, a little too like 90s, like,
you're going for
in
a much
living
more
color
muted palette these,
yeah,
days.
So, but I don't know what to do with all these Aloha shirts.
So are they over?
Should we make a quilt with them?
I don't want them to be over, but I kind of feel like they,
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I feel like nobody's really like wearing loud prints anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like everyone's more into like solid tones, mm-hmm, and monochrome looks.
A lot of solids.
And, kind of like mixing and matching colors in an interesting way.
Yeah.
And not
necessarily, you know what I love?
Like, yeah.
Sorry, patterns. This is really off top, but like monochrome, but slightly not right. You know, like multiple shades of red.
Oh.
I love that.
Yeah,
I love
really
multiple
love
shades of blue.
Because you're, yeah, normally like so consumed with matching exactly.
Yeah.
But what if you just...
Just slightly subvert just that slightly and say, off. Yeah, it doesn't match.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. Next one, tote bags.
Fash. I love tote bags.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you would?
Yeah. I love a tote bag. I don't really wear a tote... I'm like... very hands-free now. I don't wear bags.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
How do you live like that?
Pockets. I need pockets. Pockets have to...
I guess it's like New York. I'm always like carrying around things with me.
Well, I carry a backpack to work, yeah, but like in my real life, I'm just like cannot have a bag. Sorry, yeah, no bag.
I love a tote.
I love a tote though. I like an expressive tote. I like a basic tote.
Mm-hmm.
I like a large tote. I like a small tote. I love
totes.
I think
totes are obviously queer culture because I, as a straight person, was going to say that they're over. And you guys are
totes.
You guys are like, a tote for my rest of my life for every, yeah, day. Like,
I've got
so
one.
So we're really discovered.
Oh, okay. I guess you're right.
I think
what
totes,
makes you think they're
no,
over?
I think totes are very queer. Queer, yeah, is love, like, yeah, a dirty tote. There's always, it's a dirty, it's like a dirty natural canvas tote.
Yeah, the natural canvas is what I'm thinking of, yeah, for sure.
I think
it's also like an art school thing, like art kid.
Yes.
Art kid.
Yes,
that's
it's
true.
Very, there's like graphite stains.
Yeah.
It's very art.
Yeah.
It's very art school, which is queer.
Okay, single long earring.
Oh.
Trash.
But it is queer.
Definitely queer.
Okay, see, this is where
historically queer.
Historically queer.
This is where the road diverts.
I know,
and this, we split off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a
because
disagreement.
We go our separate ways.
You hate
on
specifically
this.
A single dangly earring on men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not anti that, but I think on like a dapper queer woman or just like not a cis dude,
yeah,
hot.
I think it's cool. I love like unmatched earrings. Yeah, I think that's what I was really cool.
Of. A woman with a really cool, cute, chic outfit with like a different earrings.
Yeah. But that's like
a stud and that's, one is
I think that's right. cool. So I think that's cool. I think I'm just
that's
over.
That's like, but it's a rare. Yeah, most of the time
it's over like guys.
I'm sorry,
with,
most of
like,
the time it's kind of like a scrubby
dude.
Just like a,
yeah, like a
they're
dirty,
trying to be like dirty punk. Mm-hmm.
It's
kind of
crust punk, actually. It's a little bit. Crust punk.
A little bit. For sure. But I feel like it's been co-opted by a certain type of gay man.
The most straight culture it gets is like someone trying to be that 80s movie about the
Lost Boys.
Yeah, yeah, Lost Boys. Mm. That's the, that's like where it veers into straight punk culture, which is
And we don't like that part of the Venn diagram.
The last one we can do is I said that lesbian thing of shoving your sleeves up your arms.
Oh my god, that's like lesbians and or moms.
Yeah,
I was like specifically thinking of a female comedian.
Oh yeah, Paula Poundstone. Yeah. I guess that's
I'm gonna say
do you gay? Because gay men don't really do that, right? It's more like a, that's like a.
I roll my sleeves
Yeah,
up.
What do you mean shoving them? It's because I, if I have a sleeve.
Like wearing like a suit. I think it has to like wearing a suit. Oh. Like wearing like a suit with like. Yeah. You know?
Okay,
yeah,
that's trash.
I don't, that's trash. I don't like, because like suits, you don't want to get, you get them wrinkled. Like,
yeah, why would you do that? That's
you're
going
to have to dry
insane.
Clean it to get the wrinkles out.
Yeah, and also it looks stupid. That's like weird Miami Vice vibes.
Yeah,
like,
it's, I don't, it's like weird Miami
I don't get
Vice.
It. That's bad. That's trash. Stop.
Trash.
Okay, on a final note, I just want to say, because I think we'll agree on this, like that thing that Tan France tries to do every episode where he tells people to roll the short sleeve button up sleeves. Can we just say that's like, just stop doing that? Well, that's, I don't know.
I still do it. Sometimes I have like,
oh God, we can't agree
quite,
on this?
Quite literally doing it as we speak.
No, but like, okay, think of what happens on Queer Eye.
Right.
He's literally tells
he's,
every guy to do that no matter what their
it.
What type of arm they have, what type of body they have.
He's
yeah,
like, no, he's
puts
not,
them in a printed button up and rolls up the sleeves. And I'm like,
why don't we
why
just
why the fuck are you doing that?
Why don't
every
we just actually
time?
Change this to like Tan Fran's fashion advice? Trash.
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 Trash. Yeah.
Throw
trash.
It in the trash. I still like roll
go
up
back
my
to Salt Lake.
Sleeves. I like roll up my sleeves. I've been,
yeah,
I've
I
been
mean,
going to the gym lately.
As I'm
I want to show off my
I
guns.
Like literally do that. Yeah, I do it with t-shirts. I'm like doing it all the time. I've got
a Tan seems like a very nice person, but he's not I don't think a very good fashion person for that show.
I feel like he seems nice and kind of like thunk thunk.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like, oh,
I kind of feel that way about them all.
Yeah. Well, Karamo's problematic.
That they're, none of them are the sharpest crayon.
Yeah. They're all a little... Although, I like... I'm actually think I like Bobby the best now.
Yeah.
I do too. Well, JVN.
Yeah, and
is
I love
fave,
JVN.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
I think JVN.
Wait, so we need to talk about JVN's pronoun. Is it they now?
Yeah, it's they.
It's not he. Okay, that's what I thought. Cool.
Yeah, a them. Fish. And did you see the new latest they, them?
No.
Sam Smith.
Oh,
that's interesting.
I think there's gonna be like a cascade of theys and thems, like
for sure.
It's just gonna be like
a waterfall,
which is amazing. I love it.
Just a big old queer waterfall, and we're just splashing through it. Would you like to introduce our last segment?
Last segment for this ep for queer fashion is we're gonna talk about our fashion icons from Herstory.
Oh my God, there is some good fashion out there, I feel like, in the celeb realm.
True.
And some bad fashion.
Yeah.
Whew. But
I mean, where do we want to start? How far back do we want
to
go?
I mean, to be honest, I was thinking about this and like, yes, there are like mage like celebs that I can think of. Like, of course, like I always think of like Lady Gaga as like a person me personally. I'm like love and but now I'm like, well, we always talk about K-Stu, and K-Stu just wears, like...
the rattiest shit.
I'm in love.
That is queer culture.
It is queer. It is, like,
she probably would rock a single dangly earring, though.
Ooh. Maybe. Yeah. I could see it.
Would you rock
But I just love her, like, her, like, shredded. Like, she just wears, like, a...
Oh, my God. I can't believe you didn't say shawl collar sweater.
Oh, I didn't say shawl collar sweater. Fuck. I just couldn't get into that combo.
That is a crime. Okay, but she like
not queer culture, FYI.
No, not,
no,
at,
not
all.
At all.
She does like when she wears nice stuff, like dresses up.
Yeah.
God, what about Caitlyn Jenner? Even though she's not gay, I feel like
I feel like there are a lot of lesbians that love her.
There is a definite
following. Well, she's like the other actress as well that's straight. That what's the with the short hair and the
Gwyneth Paltrow?
No.
What the fuck?
Very, very short, strawberry blonde, ghostly.
What the fuck?
Oh my god, what's her name?
Ghostly. Mia Farrow?
Yeah, like what are you talking about?
You will know the pale
that queer like lesbians like?
I feel like Cate Blanchett has had many looks throughout the year, and some of them have been very queer.
Yeah. Oh yeah. She rocks a suit. Mm-hmm. And like, again,
and she's
Ocean's
not scared
8,
to do it either.
No. She like has a mask energy too, I will say.
Okay, like Tilda Swinton.
Tilda Swinton. That's what I was thinking, trying to think of. Oh my god.
Ghostly, okay. Ghostly.
But she's straight, and everyone's like, think she's gay, and
but
she's not.
But she's like Bowie-esque, speaking of iconic.
There we go. There's
like,
another
that
one.
Is a queer fashion icon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she kind of is like of that same ilk.
Yeah.
You know, it's like super experimental and weird out there.
Yeah. I mean, there's a group of people that I would consider to be like fashion muses.
Yeah.
And it's like Chloe Sevigny, mm-hmm. even like Natasha Lyonne and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the, but then like older actresses that are like, like these have been like those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about like Katharine Hepburn?
Ooh.
I feel like she had mage gay vibes fashion wise.
Really?
Yeah.
So?
She was always rocking like
I mean,
cool
she was
suits.
Yeah, she was like where she was like
way back in the day when like women didn't wear pants.
Yeah, totally.
I don't know, I can heavy mask energy.
I think we're being drawn to this like actress that wears like a or this like person who wears like an oversized suit with
strong shoulder,
with, like, strong,
with a strong shoulder,
yeah.
And, like,
strong shoulder.
And maybe nothing
pants.
Under top.
Yeah.
Remember, we were talking about this.
That's
anytime
hot.
I see an oversized suit jacket with no shirt.
Mm. Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Very queer, very like
yeah.
K-Stu definitely has done that.
For sure.
How do we feel about men doing that?
Oh, like Ezra Miller, is that his name?
Yeah.
Like, what do we think about that sort of? I mean, I wanted to bring up Billy
Porter. Ezra Miller, are they?
Oh, what?
Oh, maybe.
Potentially. Can you Google?
Or pan?
Well, potential they.
I think pansexual, maybe. Identifies as queer, does not identify as a man or a woman. I barely identify as a human.
So they.
Interesting quote. Yeah,
that is a really interesting
quote.
Kind
of a Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my god.
Dance.
Yeah.
Again.
There we go.
I'm a robot.
Another one.
Speaking of queer icons, Janelle Monáe, Prince.
Prince.
It's funny because there are a lot of like non-queers.
Yeah.
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 Sort of like
influencing,
diluting the pool.
Fashion.
Well, are we going to find out that Prince was queer though?
I mean,
maybe.
How was
we
he
found
not?
Out about Whitney?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have Gaga, Grace Jones.
Billy Porter.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up Billy Porter.
Oh, yeah.
I love just the extra-ness that he brings to every red carpet. Oh. It fucking rules.
Yeah, I think it's so, and I see JVN doing this too.
Though,
more and more.
Yeah.
Though,
I think it's important.
I don't think JVN.
Successful.
I think JVN needs to get a different stylist or something because it's.
Sometimes JVN has some issues with like proportions, I think.
Yeah, and just also taste level.
Taste, yeah, it's not there.
The taste level is.
I feel like Billy Porter obviously
has. JVN might not be getting like designer stuff made for them, which is
perhaps.
Like kind of odd.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I feel like a designer should be.
Yeah, would
like
hop
a Christian
on
Siriano
that, right?
Should definitely be.
Yeah,
making.
And
really
I feel
nice.
Like he probably might.
Probably
have Christian Siriano.
Yeah. But Billy Porter is like. Draped and just expensive silks and velvets.
I feel like he embodies that more so than JVN.
Yeah, he's like a queen, you know?
Legendary.
Yeah, legendary queen.
Did you see that clip just recently of him talking about...
Oh, at the fashion show?
It was Billy Porter and he was like wearing like this like flat big hat.
Right. That was at the some fashion.
Was it at
show,
Fashion Week?
Right? Yeah.
It might have been at New York Fashion Week.
Yeah.
But
which
yeah.
just happened.
And
right?
he was just talking about like being expressive and like it was a really good clip.
He always looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
How do we feel about Madonna?
Oh. Well, wasn't she like semi queer or bi or something?
She's definitely like kissed a girl on the VMA.
Okay, that doesn't count. But I think she like is bi, right?
I definitely feel like Madonna she's been around so many queer people her entire career that there's no way that she hasn't experimented, dipped a toe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I don't really, I mean, the whole argument of like, if she stole from Because like she did, there's like a new documentary about her that I want to watch.
Well,
also, I don't remember what it's on, but someone said it was really, really good because it was like she did work really, really hard. Mm-hmm. And I think there was like a little bit of taking away from that of like, oh, she just like, you know, came mm-hmm. out of nowhere and whatever. Like that was kind of like the storyline of her. But I don't know.
Well, Gaga also has supposedly stolen like everything she's ever done from artists and stuff. But also the reality is that art is about stealing, for like being influenced is stealing, essentially.
Mm. I feel like it's so hard to come up with an original idea these days. Like,
you can't,
especially with the internet.
Yeah, like, it's not a thing. Like you cannot have an original thought or an original idea. And basically, like what we're all doing all the time with fashion or whatever is just like borrowing from everything that we've ever seen.
Yeah,
and deciding, and I want that. I want this, and then I'm gonna.
We are literally going shopping from. the influences around us.
Yeah.
I feel like fashion's like cyclical in nature inherently. Like trends come and go.
Yeah.
You know, like I think about in the like 1996, like late 90s, maybe early 2000s when like flower power was really big, you know, like
Dahlias.
Like suddenly we were seeing bell bottoms and mm-hmm. like, you know, and then like I feel like that's sort of like coming back and with these like e-boys and girls.
A lot of the textures are great, but a texture I don't want from the 90s is the terry cloth.
Like Lacoste terry cloth polo.
Do you remember how big terry cloth was?
I never had a quarter zip terry cloth. I never had any of that.
I think I was too poor for
terry cloth. I feel like that was like tennis club.
It seemed
type it
of
went
really
down
hot.
To the
yeah, so hot. Yeah, and it's like, supposed to be for like summer.
Yeah.
Like
I guess it
I,
like soaks up
unless
the sweat
I'm
or
jumping
something.
In a pool. I don't want to see terry cloth anywhere near me.
Unless it's a robe at the spa.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Do we have more to talk about or what?
Any more icons we can think of?
No.
I think there are so many queer icons in fashion and queer people drive fashion and women drive fashion mm-hmm. and the people that I do not think should get as much credit or as at least people should talk about this more are mm-hmm. anyone in fashion that holds women and queer people back mm-hmm. with toxic masculinity, which is truly a lot of people mm-hmm. that work in fashion.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm thinking of like Karl Lagerfeld.
Yeah.
Famously,
yeah,
like very anti-woman, anti-woman's bodies. Like
Tommy Hilfiger is a racist, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like I feel like, it's just like every other industry.
Like a lot of European designers are like incredibly problematic, very horrible, and like refuse to like remove their grip on like.
Yeah,
only creating fashion for up to size 6 or whatever.
Yeah, luckily for us, Karl Lagerfeld's dead.
Dead. Yeah,
but I feel like I was
truly when he died, I was like, good. Like I'm like, his quotes about women's bodies are just like,
really problematic. Yeah. But I feel like there's a new like breed of fashion designers these days. So a lot of them are still men, but they're queer.
Yeah,
and they're like designing for. More like ranges of
bodies.
Like I saw a bunch of people. Yeah. I follow some people, like friends of friends on Instagram that do like makeup and hair for fashion shows. So I just saw a lot of like behind the scenes, mm-hmm. like runway, whatever on my Instagram feed. And there, I was actually surprised by the amount of designers that I personally have never heard of mm-hmm. showing collections at Fashion Week. That it was like a complete size range of models.
Yeah, I was just looking
all
at
colors, all colors represented. Yeah. Like, and I hope that's the way the fashion industry
is
headed.
Like, I was looking at publications covering Fashion Week, and then you see more of those bodies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's like such good representation where it's not just like in a corner like where you can't see it and it's like only one designer.
It's not just Dress Barn
because now that when they're covering ladies, trends you know? They'll be like we're covering the trend of lilac, here's like a range of all different kinds of like looks mm-hmm. from all different kinds of people. Like it is very good.
And I feel like also more gender representation, meaning not just boys and girls, but there's like gender fluidity.
Yeah. On the there's runway a, there's as well. A lot more, like the spectrum is a more muddied these days when like it comes to like fashion androgyny. Represented on fashion shows.
Yeah.
And I know like the big trend in like the European like houses, you know, is to combine the men's and women's show. Like Gucci does this in their fashion shows. And it's really like caught on with other brands too, where it's like three women's looks and then like a men's look.
Oh,
and
interesting. You know? I didn't know that.
So it's like, and I feel like Gucci has always been a little like androgynous to begin with, like, especially like on their fashion shows. Just because like the guy, what's the guy's name that runs it? Alessandro Michele or something. I don't know. The fashion freaks are going to kill me. Nail me to the cross. Yeah. Anyway, it's nice to see like more representation.
It's just taken so fucking long.
Yeah. It's
and
crazy.
I'm like, God, like can,
but you know,
I think like, and there are more fat celebrities. So I'm like, I just think that like I actually think Christian Siriano should get like a lot of credit and should, and no one should consider them like, I don't know them or him or whatever that I don't think anyone should consider him like, relegated to like a niche designer.
No.
Like, first of all, his like runway looks are amazing, and his like celeb styling is like incredible. So
he's really like, I feel like the great thing about him is like, he was on a reality show, and I don't know about you, but like I never take anybody that wins a reality show seriously afterwards,
except for Kelly Clarkson.
You know?
except for Kelly Clarkson. Maybe slightly J-Hud.
Did she win?
Yeah.
She didn't actually win.
I don't think she won, but she has definitely like...
Yeah. She has a career.
Climbed.
Anyway, sorry, that is so off topic. Yeah.
But I feel like Christian Siriano, like especially in the fashion industry, like it takes a lot of hard work and dedication to like stay relevant.
Yeah.
And he has.
Yeah.
And I think it's because he's like catered to everyday women that need a very pretty dress for an occasion, you know?
Yeah.
It was like a hole in the market, and he said, here it is, I'm going to take it.
So. And not in a like bottom of the basement
way. Not in a dress barn way.
Usually what people do, they're like, oh, I'm going to make a line for every woman, and it's like schlubby.
Yeah. I mean,
he's like,
I don't know.
This clothing is going to look really, really good. I'm gonna
his
do, like,
red carpet
fashion.
Looks are fucking
they're so good.
Incredible.
And there's still like a huge hole in the market for, I've walked the dress floor at Macy's.
Yeah. I'm like not even into high fat. Like I like don't pay attention very much, but I can tell when it's a Christian Siriano. Yeah. I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah. Like
he has a specific aesthetic for sure. Yeah. But it's
there's
very
like
expensive.
A hole in the mass market too for like someone to bring beautiful dresses to like average women.
Yeah.
Like I walked the dress floor at Macy's like a couple of weeks ago, and they were just horrendous. They were like, they were awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wanted to touch on it for the industry, because the industry has always struggled with that. And I do feel like I just wanted to separate a little bit of like queer and how queer people like live and work and breathe the industry, and how toxic masculinity is still like so pervasive, and it's like getting better. But anyways, I think that it's like better for everyone if like as it's like phasing out.
Yeah. No, I think there's definitely light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to that.
Yeah.
We'll say it again. Toxic masculinity has got to go.
Trash.
That is definite trash.
That is definitely trash.
Not fash.
Not fash. Okay, should we rate?
Let's rate.
Do we want to do single dangly earrings?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say handkerchiefs.
0 out of 5 single dangly earrings.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay, as our guest, why don't you go first?
I'm going to rate queer fashion 4 and 2 chains of a singly dangly earring.
Singly dangly.
Two of the individual little,
4 and then 2 extra beads.
Yeah.
So like a 4.2.
Yeah.
That was like the individual little.
I love it. I'm a queer person. I have to love queer fashion.
Yeah. I think the only interesting fashion is basically queer fashion. Yeah. So I'm going to rate it 5 out of 5 single dangly earrings. Yeah. I think like there's a lot left. A lot to be desired, at least in the fashion industry, which is kind of a different topic. Mm-hmm. But as far as like queers out there looking cute, there's a lot of them. So A+, 5 out of 5.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the fashion industry, even though like historically everyone's like, oh, it's like all full of like gay people or whatever, and women, like that actually weirdly a lot of times queer people and people of color that work in the industry still don't get enough credit, like even though
it, again, this is just representative of literally everything in our entire culture is like has some loser ass like, straight white guy at the top, and then everybody else is doing all the work and getting no credit. Sorry. Yeah.
Queer people drive the fashion bus.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely. Beep, and beep. I feel like even though there's like definitely, like I said, room for to grow, and there's like problematic gay people, just like there's problematic straight people, whatever. Like, I do think that like the fashion industry as on a whole, like when I went to fashion school, okay, I like went to fashion school. It wasn't a nice school. It was just like a cheap art school or whatever, but you know, they always taught you like there's top down trends and there's bottom up trends. And I just think nowadays, like that whole thing is like kind of out the window because of the internet and college culture.
The line
and all that.
There is
it's kind of just
blurred.
All bottom up, bottoms up. And
bottoms
I think,
hey, bottoms up.
And I think like queer people, people of color, like that like community kind of like drives all of fashion now
For sure.
It's all like based on streetwear. It's all based on like, you know,
people just doing
internet
whatever
culture,
the fuck
doing whatever they
want.
Yeah. Like wearing whatever they want, having whatever style they want. But like truly
a little Tokyo driftwood over here,
a little corporate top here, a sassy bottom there.
Exactly.
So yeah, I'll give it a 5 out of 5.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So oh, we well, love it
because I love fashion.
We love queer fashion. We love queers. We love fashion. We love queer fashion.
Yeah.
Dunzo.
End of story.
Love it.
Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thanks for chatting with us.
Our much esteemed guest.
Yes.
Do you want to plug anything? Like, do you want to plug your Instagram or how people can...
Oh, yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, Ryland Quillen.
You're probably going to need to spell that.
RYLANDQUILLEN. At me.
Yeah, at him. Take him down. Cancel him.
Look at my looks.
You guys, we recorded this whole episode and I forgot to read my notes from when we were getting drunk the other night.
Oh, God.
Including Patagonia, barely knew her. That kind of is my fall look, actually.
Patagonia.
My fall look is Patagonia, barely knew her.
Yeah.
My second note is Queer Eye Fashion is bad and Tan France is horrible.
Well, yeah, we did cover that.
And my third note is Puka Shells Turn Me Gay.
Oh, God.
Okay, we do need to talk about that really quickly. My first screen name ever for AIM was Puka Shells 01. That is queer culture. And if you don't like it, you can go somewhere else. Okay? Puka Shells made me gay.
You
puka
may think gay. That Puka Shells are straight culture. You but will be wrong.
You
would be
wrong,
sorely
you are
mistaken
there.
Because Puka Shells are hardcore queer culture.
There are gay people in the Deep South that
still
think wear
again. Think
puka
again. My
friends.
Oh, there are puka shells that are still being clutched as we speak.
Some might say Orlando is fueled on
puka
shell
necklaces.
Oh my God, that's actually the shadow industry of Orlando is puka shell necklaces.
It's like currency.
And anklets. You can trade it for goods in the street.
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay, let's get out of here.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Bye.
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 If you have something to get off your chest, email us at rantandreviewpod@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 805-635-RANT. That's 805-635-7268.
If you like Rant and Review, and we know you do, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Bye.